Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's a Star 101.3. 7:05 weekday mornings, we give you second date update, and it's time to roll.
Yeah, if you go on a date and then you don't hear back from that person, or you just feel like the vibe just got a little weird, we'll try to call them to figure out what's going on.
So Jeff met Amanda. We're going to learn all about this. Apparently she has ghosted him on his text for a second date, but let's talk to him. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you guys meet? And then tell us about the date, okay?
Did you guys go in person or?
Well, basically, it was like all digital. You know, I met her on Tinder. And
right.
We actually, decided to be kind of safe. And we did a Zoom date, you know. And I was really busy and stuff. So it just made more sense, you know. So she said, she said she really wanted to see me. We hit it off really well on Tinder. And, I was like, yo, anytime I can just wear boxers and have a Jack and Coke, I'm down. So, she was really fun to talk to. I mean, we love the A's. Like, sad moving that they're moving out of the Bay for sure. I mean,
right.
I don't know. She's so cute. And, like, I'd love to meet up in person, but, like, she hasn't responded to me at all. My text, nothing.
How many times did you text her?
Let's see. Honestly, like 3 times. But, like, okay. It was like, hey, what's up? And then it was, like, question marks and, like, hey, I said, like, hey, again. She just hasn't responded to me. I've given her plenty of opportunities.
Let's not gloss over the fact that Jeff put zero effort into his outfit. Did everybody else catch that?
Well, it was waist down. She's not going to see him in the boxers.
I thought it was funny. I guess.
He was probably business from the top, right? Or business from the waist up or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to give her a call right now. I know you know this segment, Jeff. So just try to stay quiet, and we don't want her to know you're on the line. And we'll see if she can give us some details, okay?
Yeah.
All right, bud. Hang on for a song, and we'll make the call next. We're going to call Amanda. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and we're doing Second Date Update. Our man Jeff is holding. He went on a... this may be one of the last Zoom dates. I don't know where people's comfortability is, but you met a lady named Amanda on Tinder. They did a Zoom date. Boxers. But you must have had a nice button down on, right? Like, she wouldn't have been able to see that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had like I had a good button down,
Okay.
It was nice. Like a polo, she didn't know. Yeah. I didn't think so.
Dude, I mean, mixed like, when drinks. I was broadcasting from home, I was in my pajama bottoms every day. Yeah, like, what? Unless you have to dress up and people are going to see you, why would you care? Okay, so we got the details. You guys had your little Zoom date. You had a good time. She's cute.
Right.
You both love the A's. You said she was fun to talk to. You have texted her 3 times. She has not responded to any of the texts. So, Jeff, we're going to give her a call right now. Try not to say anything, and we'll just start asking her some questions, okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right, everybody, hang on. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Amanda?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Amanda. This is Marcus and Sandy. We're on Star 101.3.
What's up?
Do you know our show?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God,
I love
girl.
You guys.
Hi. Love you back.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this for the trivia game?
That'd be something.
That's a little later, but this is actually Second Date Update. Do you know that segment?
Oh.
She seems thrilled.
Jeff on the phone?
Yeah, he is. Jeff?
Yo.
Do you want to say hello? She already knows the segment. Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
I'll just try to make it less weird. Amanda, Jeff obviously likes you. Said he had a nice chat with you on Zoom. Wants to see you again. And we just want to know where your head's at.
Well, I mean, he's definitely cute. I'm not going to lie about that.
Okay.
And of course, I was a little nervous before the Zoom date, so I had a glass of wine before the call.
Okay.
Whoops. Mm-hmm. But then he randomly asked me this question, if I would ever consider going blonde. And I'm brunette.
Okay.
So I said, no, I don't plan on it. And he just straight up said, I think you'd look hot as a blonde. And so at first I was like, okay, thank you,
Right. Right.
And to that he said, you're already a 9, or an 8 to 9, but you as a blonde would totally be an 11. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, who said that on a
Jeff.
Like on my first date?
Jeff.
That's weird as a compliment. I mean, what? I mean,
Jeff, what is wrong with you?
Why would you say that to someone?
First of all, you didn't even tell her she was a 10. Let's just start there.
Look, I'm just saying, I, like, have a crazy thing for blondes. I thought that I was being honest and that, like, I don't know, that you would look crazy how a blonde hair. So I just, I don't know.
I don't think that's crazy, right? Like, rude.
We interpret that, Jeff, as you don't look hot now. That's how we hear that.
Exactly. I think brunettes are hot, too. I have a thing for blondes. I think that's what I was just trying to convey to her. Like, damn, look what she could be, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm over this. Nope.
I still want to know why. Oh, we're done?
I'm done.
Hey, how come she's an 8 or a 9 and not a 10, Jeff? Curious.
He just said because...
It definitely brought her.
Okay,
Jeff.
So why don't
okay.
we... Okay. Okay, Amanda, I'm assuming it's a no
No more
for
Jeff.
You.
Can we put Jeff on hold? Amanda?
Yeah.
I think we've all collectively decided we don't want a second date.
Yeah, no. Now you understand why I've ghosted him these past few weeks.
Totally. Got it. Hang on. Wow, dude. You can't just say that to a lady.
I think sometimes when people drink, they just forget. Inside voice, outside voice, same thing.
Second date update. It's 7:05 weekday mornings. And then 9:05, we do the replay. Of course, the podcast will be up later this afternoon, and it's got its own podcast. If you download the free iHeartRadio app, we have, I don't know, 4 different podcasts. Just go search out Marcus and Sandy and check them out.
Marcus and Sandy
on Star 101.3.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.